The Rockford Symphony Orchestra announced the lineup for its next season on Tuesday. WNIJ's Guy Stevens spoke with the RSO's executive director, Julie Thomas. She began with news about a special concert and a special guest performer added to the 2016-2017 season.
Without a doubt, having Kristen Chenoweth as a special performance part of our season is something new and very exciting for the orchestra. Kristen is an Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress. She's definitely a superstar in the Broadway world, and to have her come and perform with the orchestra is really significant. I think we're going to draw people from all across the state and the region to come and hear the orchestra with her.
Popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, because you've got an awfully long way.
What else are you excited about?
I'm really excited about the Pop Series. The Pop Series, I think, will be a really big draw for those who maybe haven't been to the orchestra before. It's a great way to introduce yourself to orchestral music. We always have our traditional holiday pops, but in the fall we've got a night of symphonic rock, so there's a lot of familiar music, classic rock from the 70s and 80s that is set with an orchestra. And we have got two singers. One is a former lead singer from Kansas, John Elefante, and then Mickey Thomas from Starship are both singing with a band and the full orchestra, which will be great fun. And then in the spring, we're doing what's called I Hear Symphony, which is Motown's greatest hits. So we're taking another genre of popular music and backing it up with the orchestra. I think it's a little bit more contemporary. It's familiar music to people, and it's the music you might have grown up with.
Are there any highlights as far as the classical series?
Sure. There's some really great war horses that we're doing in the classic series, and certainly having an all Beethoven program to start the series in October will be pretty exciting for people. And then we're ending with Mahler's First Symphony. So the season starts with Beethoven and ends with Mahler, which I think really bookends a magnificent season.
What else can we look forward to?
Our November classics features choruses from great operas. And, of course, the Mendelssohn Chorale will be joining us for that as well. So there'll be, you know, 150 musicians creating wonderful music. So I think that's really going to be quite a blockbuster of a show. And then we are featuring Howard Levy. He is known as the finest harmonica player in the world, and he's joining us in March to do one of his own concertos that he has written, which I think will be incredibly popular. We're also pairing that with Appalachian Spring Suite of Copland, which will draw a lot of people to hear that too. Two other soloists that are coming, there's a gentleman violinist named Ilya Koller. His son is a very accomplished cellist, so they are doing the Brahms double concerto together, which will be pretty exciting. He's a very high-level musician who just happens to be based in this region right now, and we are lucky to have someone of his caliber on a concert. That's pretty exciting. And, of course, Rachel Barton Pine is coming back.
Pine has soloed with the RSO under Artistic Director Stephen Larson on a number of occasions, usually on big romantic violin concertos. Will there be anything different this time?
Steve Larson is very excited about the concert with her because she's playing three different types of string instruments, her traditional violin, viola d'amore, and then an electric violin. So she'll play different pieces that highlight different types of instruments.
La, la, la.